Welcome back, Birgitta.
Thank you.
2 out of 2 videos in 15 minutes to inspire people to look at all the opportunities we have in life. Also, when the wind of, what did we say? When
wind of change.
Change is blowing, right? And the first video, you wanted to talk about getting back to basic. And this video too, you would like to
talk about the brain, heart, and gut connection and why it's important. So yeah. Also with the back to basics, to tie it in and move forward, we talked a little bit about listening to our gut health, or our, not our gut health, but our gut and our intuition. And that's very, very important, because the as I said earlier, the basic needs: go to the bathroom, sleep, eat, relax, do what's right for you, not what's right, what you think is right for you, or what you think anybody around you is expecting from you. Do what's right for you. Otherwise, you can't function. You can't be anything for anybody.
No, and we have been educated for so many years to get smart in your head and then forget about the rest.
Yeah.
But actually, our heart is more intelligent than our brain. So
exactly.
It's very important that we open the gate.
Yeah. Open the gap. Open the gap. So yeah, and you're actually really, really spot on, because your heart sends so much more information to the brain than the brain does to the heart. And also the gut and the heart is speaking the same language. So doing your deep breathing every single day, that's so important. 2-3 times a day, just do deep breathing. Have silence around you when you do it, and then just feel that connection. I have affiliated with a company called Playcare Health, and they have an app and a device from HeartMath. So you can actually learn how to do the deep breathing and meditate, or just close out anything around you when you do it. And that is so important to your health. And that's such a small thing to do to optimize your health, right? So doing that deep breathing, that's actually the foundation. That with the gratitude is good foundations for an overall health and wellness life. Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, also, we have been taught for so many years, in my opinion, too much is too complicated.
Yep.
I had basal. What is the English word for that, Birgitta?
Could be the same base. Basic needs, or basic whatever.
Because I had a customer once who told me, he got very quiet and said, "But Sanna, it's so basic." We have forgot it. To walk bare feet, you don't have to take a PhD.
No.
To get a happy life.
No.
Walk bare feet.
You gotta go outside in the grass every single day.
Yep.
With bare feet. And you know, that's also part of that whole back to basic lifestyle. I'm not saying that we won't use the internet and we won't use all the things that we actually have and are really good to use through the internet. But sometimes we just gotta, you know, pull the plug and just say, "Hey, let's go outside. Let's do some deep breathing while standing in the grass."
Yeah.
Bare feet, right? So that could be really, really good, simple exercises to do. But again, this one tells us, "Oh, that's too simple. That can't be right. Oh, there's no studies on this. That can't be right. We gotta, what does the doctors, what does the scientists, what does the
Excuse
government
me.
tell us to do?" Right?
Pretty woman.
That's
he walked bare feet in the grass.
Yep. Exactly.
And they got lived happily ever after.
Yep.
So it's
but the and then also we listen to all these, to the magazines, to the internet, to all the flyby coaches out there, as I call them, that say, hey, you got to do a ton of vitamin D, you got to do a ton of zinc, you got to do a ton of omega-3s. Who says you need it? You got to keep that balance. And there's so many devices, you know where this is going. So you can actually now do a selfie and then see, okay, my stress levels are up, my blood pressure is up, my vitamin D level is down. So then you get considerations on how you can change it. Simple considerations. So that's powerful tools. And that's thanks to the internet and to all the technology, right? So it's not all bad, but we gotta use it to our advantage. And this new VitalPig, as I started using in my business too, is helping so many people because now they know, okay, today I need vitamin C, I need omega-3. I might need that the next 10 days, but my daily scan will tell me. Mm-hmm. It'll tell me if I need to go outside and do some breathing. It'll tell me if I need to relax. Do some yoga or whatnot. And I really, really like that because not all people are geared yet to do those things if they don't have some type of system where they can see, okay, this is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that a very valuable tool. But also with that whole connection between your brain and your heart and your gut, you got to be in coherence, as we say in the US, be in balance.
Yeah,
and when you get all those impulses with the lights and noises and Wi-Fi and all the things that you don't have on your island,
we don't have nothing.
No, but we get in that fight and flight mode, right? And our body, our organs are doing this all the time. They never relax.
Yeah,
and it's so important that we make them relax. We help them.
But it's quite funny because now. If I take the train or drive to Copenhagen, when I get out of the train at the railway station, the first 10-15 minutes, I can feel the stress energy.
Yeah. As
it's insane, but I can feel it's a cedar. What's the English word for that?
Well, it's just vibrating. It's just negative it's vibration, right?
And then after 10-15 minutes, my body, then we go in.
because you get acquainted, you get accustomed to it. So it becomes a normal quickly. Think about living in that 24/7.
Yeah.
It's insane the amount of illnesses that can bring.
Yeah.
So all the lifestyle diseases that we have, I mean, with the back to basics principles and the brain, heart, and gut connection, if we make sure that that is in alignment all the time, we can avoid many of them. I'm not saying that we can eliminate them, but we can avoid so many of them. And then when we really need to see the doctors or the surgeons or and what else, then it actually helps us. Because we got to go in and change the base. We got to have a good foundation. Otherwise, we can't build optimal health.
I have practiced for many years, but and of course it's easier when you live in a small island where nothing happens. But I have the internet. But what I wanted to say is that if you get a good night's sleep,
mm-hmm.
you have the energy the day after to do what you like to do.
Yeah.
So there are some basics that are so important that, but I don't have the time and it's so boring to sleep my life. And do nothing, but maybe your life will be very short if you don't sleep, so you get the energy to
and what is it that we want to achieve? Why are we running around and like crazy and over here many people have two jobs even to exist, right? But why? I mean, if you have kids and you gotta have daycare or a kindergarten and whatnot, that's expensive. So maybe, and you got to have two vehicles most of the time too, right? So maybe one of us should stay home. Again, back to basics. And now I know that some people are like, oh, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, what are we chasing?
Exactly. And
what is $1 million if you die at 59?
Yeah, yeah. And
But
we have a saying in Denmark that it says, yeah, maybe you have $1 million, but if you can't shit,
yep. What's it worth? So I think we should appreciate the little things. Again, back to the gratitude. There's so many things that are just around us that we can, enjoy and be fulfilled by doing with the family, maybe. And then if you want to be out of the house working, do a part-time job, one of the parents. I mean, in Denmark, it's so common that everybody is equal, and that could be another podcast.
Yeah, but we could make a 100 podcasts. But again,
Because
I
physically, we'll never be the same.
no. And that I got the, I think it was last year, somebody said to me, "Yeah, Sanna, but why do we have to get down to our bodies?" To me, it's so common sense. So actually, why is she asking me that? But we have to do that because then we can feel what is the right choices for us. We can feel what we need to do to take good care of ourselves. We can feel our feelings. If it feels good, we are on the right path. If it doesn't feel good, we are on a have to go in another direction, and our values. So the time.
Leave that one for a little bit. Leave it.
On vacation,
Use this
because
one.
the time we are having now, we cannot make the right decision from the head.
No.
We really, really want a right decision that lasts the longest. We have to get down to our hearts and feel our feelings and feel our body. What does
Exactly.
my body need?
And that brings me to the last thing I would like to share today, because we all have our biorhythm, our bio clock, as we call it. And once we are in tune with the head, heart, and gut, our brain, heart, and gut, when that is in balance, we also know, or we can learn that, okay, I'm getting up at 3:30 in the morning and have to go to the bathroom. Oh yeah, I got a lot of water last night before bedtime. No, if you do it multiple days in a row or often at that same time, or maybe between 3 and 5, that's where your bladder activity is at its highest. And maybe there's an imbalance in your bladder area. I'm not saying that you have a sickness or anything in your bladder. It can just be an energy imbalance. And that tells me, okay, I got to work a little more on that system. We have a lot of systems in our body from the Chinese medicine. You can dive into that
So
if
you're
you want
talking
to.
about the organ watch, right?
Yes. And it's so important that we actually listen to the body. So what does it tell me? If I get up at the same time every night, what does that tell me? How can I figure that out? And again, that's where you need maybe not a coach, but talk to somebody that knows these things and have a discussion about, okay, so what can I do to change it, right? You have the deepest sleep around 2 a.m. in the morning. You have your melatonin secretion stops around 7:30 a.m. in the morning. So there are different things that happens in your body at different times during a 24-hour period of time. And it's important that we learn to listen to those. And that's again when you get out of your head, you trust your gut and follow your heart, but you still use your brain.
Of course.
That's an important connection. And that's when you get incoherent, and that's where you get to optimal health. Then you can start changing the food and the water and anything. I mean, you can do it along the way if you want to, but again, one step at a time. And the most important one is go outside every day, barefoot, deep breathing. That will lower your stress levels. So your stress hormones are not released all the time, and they create havoc in your system. So we gotta get down to the basics and with that connection.
I couldn't agree more. And now you have 1 minute left,
See, we're
Megan.
good. Yeah, there's so many topics that we
And
could
now we
talk
just
about.
started. We were warming up, and now it all ends. And
Yeah.
now we're ready to talk.
And but that's the beauty about this. But people think when they have to change their lifestyles, it has to be so complicated. And I mentioned it before, do the basics. Start with the basics. It's so important that you do the breathing and then you start listening to what your body is telling you. You might be expected to do something from your surroundings, but if it doesn't feel right to you, it's okay to say no.
And I will, of course, when we I take the videos in the internet, I will write your webpage and how people can get in contact with you.
Yeah, I have an American and a Danish website, so that's easy to access and a lot of free stuff. But with that saying no, you nourish your inner child. And that's so important to find your inner child and nourish that one, because when you are happy inside out, you can be so much for your family and for your friends. So that's my 10 cents
that
for
could
today.
Be another topic, another time. I am so fond of getting curious and to get balance, the feminine and the masculine side that everybody has in their body.
Yeah. So
if we get that balanced.
Yes, it's all about balance.
Yeah, it's all about balance. I couldn't agree more. Thank you, Birgitte.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Nicely. So I didn't have to worry. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't worry. Thank you for joining. And maybe we'll do something another time.
Who knows?
Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, Sen. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.